Radio 1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, you know, last week we got Russell Brands to read out the Flirt Divert text messages. And he was very good at it.
Bonjour, Sarah. How are you? I have a bite mark on my bum. What the hell happened? LOL, laugh out loud.
Now, there's a slight problem this week, and that is that we assigned Laura the task of getting a celebrity to read out the Flirt Divert texts. And she hasn't done that, but she's onto it right now. She's upstairs making a few calls, I think, and we're trying to get somebody to read out the Flirt Divert texts at, well, in a few minutes' time. Sorry about us. It's not my fault, it was her turn. Right, so Laura, hi.
Hi.
Now, you earlier today were trying to convince me, when I spoke to you on the phone, that you had got Brad Pitt to read out the Flirt Divert text messages, weren't you?
Yeah.
Right. When clearly all you've done is forgotten to book a celebrity and have either watched a film or listened to an interview with Brad Pitt and just lifted some clips from that and tried to tell me that that was him reading out the Flirt Divert text. That's what you did, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. This is what Laura played me when I got in. Check this.
I'm doing the best I can!
This is Brad Pitt doing the Flirt Divert text messages.
You have an angle. You know, you see the end of the runway, but you don't always make it there. So, yeah, I'm pretty happy.
Here's another one.
It's not how you play the game. It's how the game plays you. Wizards? There's no such thing as wizards. Spies are real. There's spies everywhere.
Right. Now, that you didn't get Brad to do them, did you? Did you watch a film or did you just get off an interview?
It was an interview.
Right, okay. Well, it's not him reading the text then, is it?
For you. You have got a reputation of being quite a diva. I wanted to deliver something to you and that's what I came up with.
Right. Now, how was that ever going to believe that? Seriously. Right. Okay. Have you got an actual celebrity
yes,
for us now?
I've
you
got
have.
Something.
And what time can I expect that?
Give me half an hour.
5:15?
Yep.
Brilliant.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Now, do you remember I told you yesterday we played some of the world's worst entertainment news reporter?
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen.
Now, thank you to everyone who sent me this new one after hearing that yesterday. This has been knocking around on YouTube. A load of people have sent me this. It's a sports presenter who is actually worse than Chappers. Check it out.
Hello, everyone. Well, the Ball State softball team continued to play this weekend, and they were hoping to continue off of their straight 3 out of 4 losses. And so we'll take a look and see how that happened. They started off good, but then eventually the Ball State women's team shot down and ended up doing poorly. Oh, no. And it's working. Okay. We're going to continue on now.
I feel quite sorry for him.
Tomorrow's game will be the meeting between the two, beating both. First.
It's not making a lot of sense.
Hoosiers are on the 4 on the year, and they have won 6 of its last 7 games. Tomorrow will be the game 3 at 3 p.m. Switching to Ball State men's tennis, it seems last week player on. It seems every week they have a player.
It's even more painful when you watch it as well. Right, and then it goes a bit better at this point because he starts doing some commentary.
Let's check out the highlights. Steven Jackson's David. Reggie Miller's looking good. He shoots a 3, and it's good. Later, he gets the rebound, passes it to the man, shoots it, and boom goes the dynamite.
Yeah, see, boom goes the dynamite. Yeah, quite good at that. But then it all goes really wrong again.
The Associated Press of the All-American first team in college baseball was announced today at Utah's 7-foot sophomore, center Andrew Bogut, was the leading vote getting, receiving 60 first-place votes.
Oh, God. And then, finally, it's all over. And listen to the relief in his voice when the anchorman says, thanks very much.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot for that look in sports, Brian.
Yeah.
And when we come back, we'll have one final look at weather.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, I was very excited earlier when Laura texted me this morning and said that she had Flirt Divert text read out by Brad Pitt recorded. Now, she was lying, and she just got some clips from one of Brad Pitt's films, and decided to try and pass them off as Brad Pitt reading out the Flirt Divert texts. So that was a lie. And now we do have a celebrity reading out the Flirt Divert text, don't we?
Yes, we
but
do.
It's you.
That's correct.
Brilliant. Okay. Using that weird voice changing machine.
Yeah.
So it doesn't sound like you.
Yeah.
All right, here's Laura.
Hello. Hello, Wembley.
Right. Good. Right, we are actually on the radio now.
I was just testing it.
Right, so here's some Flirt Divert messages read out by Laura and a voice changing machine.
I'm in the toilets. Come find me.
This is rubbish.
Hi, big boy, it's Frankie. You were amazing last night. If I could swap you for my fiancé, I would any day. So you still up for a quiet and casual then? Give us a ring back and let me know. Really hope to hear from you soon. Mwah. And now you're currently sleeping. Go to bed now. Mind if I come to...
What's that? What? You can't even... It's too high. You can't hear what they're saying.
And now you're currently sleeping. Go to bed now. Mind if I come to you?
Only Alsatians can hear that one.
What are you up to then? With my sister?
No, I know you've gone the other way.
You give her a dose and I'll hunt you down and sell your hair to a taxidermist, you knob.
Only got the end bit, which I think was you knob, wasn't it? Good.
Hey, this is Joel. I don't know who this is exactly.
Right, okay, what is that accent, please?
I think it might have been Scottish, actually.
Right. Hey, this is Joel. I don't know who this is exactly, but I have you stored as Mia. Joel?
Right.
That's somebody called Joel.
That sounded a bit like Jocelyn off of Chris Moore's show.
Hey, this is Joel.
Just that, no? Just me.
Hey, this is Joel.
Another one.
Hey, Mike keeps laughing.
What the hell? What?
Hey, Mike keeps laughing at me.
Seriously, listeners, if you're losing the will to live, then text 81199 now.
I had fun last night. Says about your trainers. I don't know what came over me.
Is that Welsh?
That was Geordie.
Hi, baby. I had fun last night. Says about your trainers. I don't know what came over me.
I'm glad you're finding this funny.
Good night, babe.
I'm working at your house tomorrow.
Will you be there?
Tapu's passed out. Wanna come over?
Is Elsie coming tonight? TB, text back.
And still no word from any other real celebrities. No one's calling you back, are they?
Get back to me.
Right. Oh, that was your Flirt Divert texts on Radio 1. Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.